Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, it's the time of year when we're going to be bringing out some of the big heavy hitters from our cellars for some really nice dinners. And I think Bordeaux is right at the top of people's list. In Bordeaux, you got the left bank, Médoc, which is Cabernet Sauvignon. On the right bank with Saint-Emilion, you have a lot of Merlot. And those are really luscious, luscious wines.
Yeah, they sure are. A couple weeks back, you might recall, I did a show asking, you know, where did all the Merlot go? And I was happy to report that it appears that the quality of most domestically produced Merlot seemed to be moving away from the ubiquitous one-dimensional fruit bombs that were so prevalent about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
For me, however, the most interesting Merlot-dominant wines definitely come from the Saint-Emilion area of Bordeaux. Unlike the Médoc area, which you mentioned, Al, which is heavily Cabernet-focused, Saint-Emilion is typically 60 to 80% Merlot, with the balance usually being Cab Franc. And I think this combination really brings out the best in both varietals. The Merlot showcases the fruit, and the Cab Franc adds guts and structure, in my opinion. So mm-hmm. I think it's a great combination. The first one I tried was the 2020 Chateau La Plaignotte. We're going to put this on the website, Plaignotte Bellevue. This is a 74% Merlot and 26% Cab Franc blend. It's fruit-driven with an intense nose of black cherry and plum, notes of currant, cedar, and anise. And this wine is very expansive on the palate with fine grain, dusty tannins. And for me, it just screams roast lamb. Of course, I like lamb anyway.
But, yeah.
It's $42.99. It's actually pretty good value for Bordeaux of this quality, believe it or not. So next I had the 2021 Vieux Château Floquet. And again, we'll put these on the website. The blend here is 90% Merlot and 10% Cab Franc. This wine was a little less generous than the La Plaignotte, but it still showed complex aromas of dark cherry, dark chocolate, and subtle cedar. Dense and a bit tight with firm tannins, it drinks well now, but I think this would be really nice in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also a great value at $23.99.
Oh, my.
Yeah, good price for a Saint-Emilion. And finally, I have to admit, I screwed up. I was in the Saint-Emilion section and accidentally grabbed a 2016 Saint Estèphe, completely different wine from the Médoc area. But it was so good, I decided to talk about it anyway.
Okay.
So this is from the producer, Femi J.M. Caz, C-A-Z-E-S.
Oh, sure. They're
this is
very
a
old.
Famous family, yeah. This is the 2016 Saint Estèphe. And it's a real pleasure and candidate for Saturday night dinner. This is from the same producer who makes Chateau Lynch-Bage, one of Bordeaux's most famous wines. It's 59% Cab, 39 Merlot, and 2% Cab Franc. Typical black fruit, tobacco, leather notes, fine grain tannin, sells for $46.99. So that was an outlier from the overall theme, but it was still good to talk about. However, the show is on Saint-Emilion, and so my wine of the week is the Chateau La Plaignotte Bellevue. It showcases both Merlot and the region in a classic way and is my my wine of the week, even though it's $42.99. It's a decent price point for what it is.
It
Enjoy.
Is. And you have a really nicely priced wine in there also, a good value.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, folks, we're going to put all of these on the website. We hope that you can look it up and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.